I want to speak to you this afternoon on where to get the power that you need.
我们今天下午要讲的是从哪儿得到我们需要的力量。
Okay, there we go. Okay. I read this somewhere that many people feel powerless in their day-to-day life, therefore they look for something to give them that power.
我曾经读到说,许多人在日常生活中感到无力,需要补充能量。
And accordingly, there are many power sources out there.
其实有很多的东西可以给我们补充能量。
For example, some people turn to vitamins and they think, boy, that's just going to give them the energy they need.
比如说有人靠着维生素,他们觉得维生素能够给他们补充能量。
And athletes, they look to steroids to enhance their performance.
运动员他们会吃一些激素来给他们增加能量。
And some people depend on meditation techniques such as yoga and different things like that.
还有一些人热衷于冥想,比如说练瑜伽呀什么的。
I saw an advertisement for a power drink.
我还看过那些功能饮料的广告。
And it promised better performance on the road.
他们都觉得说你吃了这些东西,你就会表现更好。
And better performance during lectures and study sessions.
你就可以开车开得更好,上课上得更好。
And better performance at work.
工作得更好。
And better performance while doing sports.
运动得更好。
Better performance while playing video games.
甚至游戏打得更好。
And better performance when you're going out, whether it be day or night.
或者你出去约会的时候也会更加...
Now that's quite a promise from just one drink.
这些都是这一杯饮料所向我们承诺的。
And maybe you're in need of power today.
也许今天你是需要力量的。
Sometimes you feel powerless to handle the day-to-day aspects of life, especially the traumas.
你平时都往往会觉得没有力气,特别是当你遇到困难,遇到伤痛的时候。
Where do you get the strength to keep going?
那我们从哪儿才能得到这个力量呢?
How do you endure the day-to-day struggles?
你怎么样能够忍受这种日常的,每天的这种挣扎呢?
Sometimes our energy is depleted just by what's going on in the world around us.
有时候一看一看身边发生的事情, 你就觉得没什么力气了。
For example, this pandemic and all the things associated with that.
比如说新冠疫情带来的这一切乱七八糟的事情。
And then the news, you turn on the TV and you hear all about this election and the riots and different things.
然后一打开新闻,你就看到这些关于选举啊,这些动乱啊,这些事情。
If you're like me, you get frustrated over some of the politicians who hold ideologies and philosophies which deviate from the Word of God.
而且特别是当你听到一些政客,他们宣扬的一些个思想观点是与神的观点背道而驰的时候,你也会觉得很无力。
And you feel powerless over it all.
你觉得非常的无力。
You kind of feel like throwing up your hands and saying, oh, what can we do?
你就想算了,不管了。
There's other things that deflate our power.
还有很多别的事情也会让我们泄气。
But it's this feeling of powerness that keeps powerlessness that keeps us from living life to its fullest.
这种无力的感觉,它让我们的生活就是没法去很好的生活。
It's a drag on our mental, emotional, and physical well-being. This isn't working.
对我们的身体、情感、精神都是一个非常不好的影响。
Okay, and today I want to speak to you on your need for power.
所以今天我们要讲的就是你对这个力量的需求。
The truth is you don't need to live a powerless life.
事实是,你不一定要像这种样子来生活。
And you don't need to look to any other source of power other than the one you have, which is God himself.
你也不需要去别的地方寻找力量,因为我们信的神就是力量的源泉。
I like what Job said.
我很喜欢约伯曾经说过的一句话。
Now Job was a man who faced incredible, unbelievable pain, suffering, and tragedy.
约伯这个人他曾经承受了世人无法想象的痛苦和磨难。
And here's what he said in Job chapter 6 and verse 10. He said, comfort in this. Despite the pain, I have not denied the words of the Holy One. But I don't have the strength to endure. What strength do I have that I should hope? And what is my end that I should carry on with life?
他说, 我因没有违弃那圣者的言语，就仍以此为安慰，在不止息的痛苦中还可雀跃。我有什么气力使我等候？我有什么结局使我忍耐？
And his answer to that is Almighty God.
他的答案就是他依靠的是全能的神。
The words of Almighty God make a promise, and the promise is this.
我们全能神他给我们一个应许，就是
You can experience God's unlimited power in your life.
你在生活中你可以经历神他无限的大能。
God just doesn't want you to talk about power. He wants you to access his power.
神不仅仅让你认识到他有大能，他还想让你去支取他的大能。
Look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20.
我们看一看哥林多前书第4章20节。
The kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk, it is living by God's power.
因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
Throughout the Bible, God reveals himself by different names.
在圣经里，神通过不同的名字向我们启示他自己。
And each name reveals how God meets our needs.
每一个神的名字都向我们揭示了神是如何来满足我们的某项需要。
And one such name is El Shaddai.
他有一个名字就是El Shaddai，就是全能神的意思。
It means the God who gives you power.
就是说给我们力量的神是给我们力量的神。
In Genesis 17, it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God.
在创世纪17章说，亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神。
The Hebrew word there is El Shaddai.
希伯来语是El Shaddai。
And God is saying, I am the God of all power.
主说，我就是全能的神。
I am the God who will give you power.
我是那个可以给你能力的神。
My name is power.
我的名就是力量。
Now God knew that you and I would need this power.
因为主知道我们需要他的力量。
And he knew that you and I would be powerless to handle some of the aspects of life that we encounter.
因为主知道我们在遇到生命中的一些事情的时候，我们是无力应对的。
And so he revealed his name to us, El Shaddai.
所以他就向我们揭示了他的一个名字，就是El Shaddai.
The God of all power.
全能神。
And when you're in need of power, God has the power to give you.
当我们需要力量的时候， 神就能给我们我们所需的力量。
Now he didn't just say this about himself. Others said it about him as well. They experienced his power.
这并不是他自己说的，别人也这么说。
For example, Psalm 68. God is awesome in his sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God.
比如说诗篇68里面讲到，神啊，你从圣所显为可畏。 以色列的神是那将力量全能赐给他百姓的，神是应当称颂的。Now
I would say that most of us don't question God's power.
我知道大多数人并不质疑神的力量。Deep
down inside, we know that God is powerful.
因为我们心里面清楚，神是有大能的。We
step outside and we look at the incredible earth and universe, and we can't help but see his power.
我们一出门看到神手所造的宇宙万物，我们就知道神他是有大能的。
These are pictures I took last week. At the beginning of the week, there was beautiful foliage.
这两张照片都是我上周才拍的。第一张照片里面是美丽的枫叶。
At the end of the week, at least where I live, there was nothing but snow.
结果到了周末，就是被雪覆盖了。
And it's God who changes the seasons.
因为神他能够转变四季。
He made the earth.
他创造了地球。
He sustains the earth.
他维系这个星球。
And it's all by his incredible power.
都是他大能的手在做这一切。
But what we may question is this.
但是我们会质疑的是这个。
Is God's power available to me?
神的能力跟我有关吗？
If so, how do I get it?
那我怎么才能拿到神的能力呢？
How do I access it?
我如何支取他的能力呢？
And I want to tell you, yes, God's power is available to you.
我想告诉你，是的，神的能力你是可以支取的。
And yes, you can access it.
你也可以拿到的。
God promises it.
因为神他应许过。
But before I tell you how to experience it, I want to share with you four promises that God gives in the Bible.
我给你们讲怎样支取他的能力之前呢，我先跟大家分享神的四个应许。
Promises that say, I'll give you power when?
神他曾经说过，我会给你力量。
There are more than four, of course, in the Bible, but I'm going to share four with you today.
在圣经里面有很多这样的应许，我今天跟大家分享其中的四个。
You might want to write them down.
你可能需要把它记下来。
Number one, that worked. God promises, I'll give you power when you're tired.
神应许，当我们疲乏的时候，神会给我们力量。
Now, I don't have to ask you if you're tired.
我用不着问大家你是不是感到疲乏。
Every of us has periods of tiredness in the course of a day.
因为每个人在一天当中都有不同的时间会经历不同的疲乏的时候。
Our pace is just go, go, go.
而且我们一直信奉的就是。
I was talking to my retired friend not too long ago, and he commented that since he has retired, he can't figure out how he had time to go to work.
我认识一个退休的人，他跟我说，他退休以后特别的忙，他都不知道以前是怎么能有时间去工作的。
He's tired from all the things he's been doing since he stopped working.
他自从退休以后，他就没有做什么事，没有做以前的事情，但还是很忙。
Our schedules just don't let up, do they?
因为我们每天都会找到很多的事情来做。
There's always something that needs to be done.
总是有些事情不得不要做的。
Look at this in Isaiah chapter 40.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
It says, Have you never heard? Have you never understood?The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength.They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
以赛亚说，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Now I want you to notice right in the middle of that, God gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless.
请注意，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
And the verse before it tells us that God never gets tired.
在前面那节说，神并不疲乏，也不困倦。
God never gets weary.
神自己他不会疲倦。
God never goes to bed.
他也不需要睡觉。
God has unlimited energy.
他的能力是无穷无尽的。
And God gives this energy, his power, to those who are tired.
那他就把他自己这种无穷无尽的能量赐给我们这些疲乏困倦的人。
And then number two, promise number two.
什么第二个应许？
I'll give you power when you have nothing to offer.
当你无能为力的时候，我会给你力量。
Maybe you're in a relationship where you feel, I just don't have anything left to give.
也许在你和人相处的各种关系当中，你会觉得实在是没有力气了，没有能力了。
It could be with one of your children.
也许是跟你的子女之间。
And you're thinking, I just don't know what else he wants from me.
你真的不知道你的孩子到底需要什么，你不知道该给他什么。
I don't know what else I can do or give.
你也不知道该为他怎么做。
I've exhausted all of my resources.
你已经黔驴技穷了。
Or maybe it could be a job.
也许是你的工作。
Whereby you're thinking, I just don't know what to do.
你不知道怎么去做。
I have nothing more to offer to this job.
你已经不知道该怎么来从事这项工作。
Whatever you have that feeling of inadequacy, whereby you think, I just can't go on.
这种无能为力的感觉，让你觉得你都走不下去了。
I can't handle it.
你无法应付这些。
I've got nothing more to give.
你什么都给不出去了。
I'm at my wit's end.
你已经没有任何的智慧来处理这件事情。
Look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He said,Jesus is talking, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weakness, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
在哥林多后书，保罗说，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Now the Apostle Paul had this weakness.
使徒保罗他有一个软弱的地方。
Actually was a physical affliction of some sort.
也许是一个身体的一个疾病。
And he had done everything in his power to remedy it.
他已经试了各种办法，也没有治好。
Because whatever this was, it was hindering his ability to function.
因为这个东西发作的时候呢，让他都无法正常的生活。
And one day in prayer, God gave him this promise.
但是在祷告的时候，神向他启示。
In essence, God said to him, Paul, my power shows up best in weakness.
神告诉他说，我的能力在你的软弱里面显得完全。
And when you're weak and you have nothing more to give, I'll give you the power that you need.
当你无能为力的时候，我会给你力量。
And this is God's promise to you.
这是神对我们的应许。
When you feel inadequate.
当你觉得无能为力的时候，
You feel like you have nothing to offer.
当你觉得你什么也无法再给出的时候，
When you feel like you're at your wit's end.
当你觉得你已经无办法可想的时候，
God will infuse your life with his power.
神会在你的生命中注入他的能力。
And so do you feel the need to tap into a power like that?
你愿不愿意去探索他的能力呢？
It's available.
他对你是敞开的。
And then promise number three, God promises, I'll give you power when you're in pain.
神的第三个应许就是，当你痛苦的时候，我会给你力量。
Some of you have the pain of a lousy family relationship.
有的人他正在经历一个痛苦的婚姻家庭关系。
or more painful, a lousy marriage relationship.
其实, 痛苦的婚姻关系是更加痛苦的。
The dynamics are not all that good.
因为这里面的这个事情非常的复杂。
There's tension and unhappiness and maybe even hatred.
可以让家人, 关系很紧张，甚至反目成仇。
You don't even want to go home sometimes because it's that painful.
因为那种痛苦的关系，你都不想回家。
Or some of you have body pain.
有的人是因为身体的病痛。
You have some affliction that you have to live with.
你的身体有一些病痛，你不得不承受。
And every day you wake up with this pain.
你每天一睁眼就感受到这种痛苦。
There's just no let up.
就是没有觉得没有指望。
It's painful.
非常痛苦。
Or some of you are in less of an ideal work situation.
或者你们有些人, 工作环境让你觉得很痛苦。
You don't like your job.
你很讨厌自己的工作。
The demands and pressures are just wearing you down.
工作上来的那些, 事情让你非常的难受。
And the atmosphere makes you tense.
工作场所的那种气氛让你觉得很压抑。
And the thought of going there on a Monday morning just makes you cringe.
一想到星期一还要回去上班，你就呲牙咧嘴。
It's painful.
很难过。
Some of you might be facing the impending death of a loved one.
甚至有人会面临丧失亲人的痛苦。
It's painful.
那也极其的痛苦。
Some of you have constant financial pressures.
有的人在生活中承受长期的财务压力。
It's painful.
也是非常痛苦。
Some of you may be seeing your grown children make decisions that are damaging and maybe even destructive.
还有的人家里的孩子长大了，但是 非常不听话，做了一些不好的事情。
And they don't want to listen to your counsel.
他们不听劝。
It's painful.
那也是很痛苦的。
There's no shortages of painful things in this life.
在人生中并不缺少让我们痛苦的事情。
And there's no immunity to it.
而且我们也没有免疫。
Some of you can give testimonies of deep valleys that you've gone through, the darkest of valleys.
很多人都有过这种死因幽谷般的经历。
And if it wasn't for God and the power enabling you and sustaining you to get through that, you would not have made it out to the other side.
从这些经历中，如果当时没有神的扶持和带领， 我们都很难走过。
Look at this in Psalm chapter 41, verse 3. The Lord will strengthen them upon the bed of languishing. That's another word for pain. He will nurse them back to health.
诗篇41告诉我们说，他病重在榻，耶和华必扶持他。他在病中，你必给他铺床。God
doesn't just pacify the pain.
神不仅仅只是让我们的痛苦减少。He
strengthens us.
他还给我们力量。He
nurses us in our pain until he gets us back on our feet functioning.
他亲自来照顾我们。 当我们在病中的时候，他照顾我们，直到我们可以起床。
And so do you feel the need to tap into this kind of power today?
你今天想不想去探索这样的能力呢？
It's available.
这个能力你是可以得到的。
And then promise number four, God says, I'll give you power when you're tempted.
第四个应许是说，当你受试探的时候，我会给你力量。
One of the reasons maybe you're experiencing pain today is because you haven't had the power to say no to a temptation.
也许在座的人可觉得遇到试探的时候无力说不。
The Apostle Paul understood this.
保罗自己就很清楚这一点。
He wrote in Romans 7, I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway.
他在罗马书七章时候说：“我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
Now, all of us can relate to this.
”每个人都有同感。
Temptation is something that every one of us is capable of finding.
试探是我们自己所无法抗拒的。
And the good news is that God doesn't allow us to be tempted with anything that is beyond our capacity to handle.
但是好消息是，神不会允许我们受到试探超过我们所能承受的。
In other words, God will give us the power to say no whenever we're tempted.
换句话说，当我们受试探的时候，神自己会给我们力量，对试探说不。
And so, name the temptation.
你想想，有什么是试探？
Could be chocolate cake.
比如说巧克力蛋糕，
Could be internet pornography.
网上的色情，
Could be lying.
撒谎、
Could be stealing.
偷窃、
Could be anger.
发怒、
Could be an addiction of some sort.
上瘾。
God will give the power to say no.
神会给你力量，对这些说不。
Now look at this promise in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than what you can stand. And when you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure.
我们看哥林多前书说，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Now, the promise is this: there will always be a way out, no matter what the temptation.
他的应许就是，无论试探如何的严重，你总能找到一条出路。
And God will give us the power for that way out.
神会给我们力量去找到那条出路。
And so the question is: will we take it when we're tempted?
但问题就是，你愿不愿意接受神的力量，在你遇见试探的时候？
And so God is saying to us, when you're burnt out and tired, He'll give you power. Working. Oh, there we go.
他告诉我们说，当我们疲惫不堪的时候，神会给我们力量。
When you're feeling inadequate, God will give you power.
当我们无能为力的时候，神会给我们力量。
When you're hurt and in pain, God will give you power.
当我们伤心痛苦的时候，神会给我们力量。
When you feel like the temptation is beyond your ability to handle, God will give you power.
当我们面临试探的时候，神会给我们力量。
You don't have to live a powerless, weak life.
你不需要去活那种无能为力的生活。
Probably we're aware of this promise. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我们也知道，在腓立比书中，保罗说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Now, I can sense that maybe some of you may be thinking.
”我也知道，此刻你们心里可能是这么想的。
Pastor, I'm just not one of those superhero Christians.
你会觉得说，我并不是那种超人型的基督徒。
I love God.
我爱神。
But frankly, I'm stressed out with life.
但是说实话，我已经非常疲惫了，
And my prayers are not being answered.
因为我祷告好像也没有蒙垂听。
I don't see God's power in my life.
我没有感受到我生命中有神的大能。
Well, my answer to that is that God's power is not automatic.
那我的答案就是，神的大能并不是自动的。
I've seen some Christians whose life has no more power than that of a non-Christian.
我见过很多基督徒，他们的生活好像并不比不信主的人要强壮多少。
They have salvation, but they live with no power.
他们生命中有救恩，但是他们没有任何的力量。
Now, God can do the impossible.
要知道，神他能做不可能的事情。
God can and he will provide you with
神他会供应,
but you have to do the possible.
但是你要做可能的那一部分。
And as you do the possible in faith, God will do the impossible.
当你做可能的部分, 神会完成不可能的部分。
And so let me give you some action steps on how you can access the power of God. This is your part.
所以我们就来看一看 我们支取神力量的一些步骤。
And I'm going to call them ABC.
我把它们称之为ABC。
Now they're not as easy as ABC.
但是没有ABC说起来这么容易。
But I'm hoping by using those letters, it will help you to remember them.
我就想要用这几个简单的字母来帮助大家记忆。
And so A is admit that you are weak.
A就是英文里面承认的手写字母，就是承认你是软弱的。
If you want God's power in your life, you have to admit I'm weak.
如果你想让神的大能在你的生命中彰显，你必须要承认你是软弱的。
You have to admit lack power.
你必须要知道你是缺乏能力的。
That you don't have it all together like you think you do.
你没有你想的那么刚强。
That you can't solve everything on your own like you think you can.
你也没有像你想的那样可以解决很多的事情。
Now for some this is hard to admit.
对好多人来讲,承认这一点是很难的。
Because you like to think you have it under control.
因为人都想让事情在自己的掌控之中。
You can handle it.
人都想掌控是格局这个全局。
You're sure of yourself.
你对自己还是有信心的。
That there's nothing you cannot conquer.
好像没有什么是你不能去征服的。
But let me tell you, when you think that you're self-sufficient, you short-circuit God's power.
所以我告诉你, 如果你觉得你自己行的时候, 你就短路了神的能量。
But admit that you're weak, and God's power will begin to flow.
但是当你承认我很软弱的时候, 神的能力就畅通无阻。
If you want God's power, you have to come before God and you say, God, I can't, but you can.
如果你想要支取神的能力, 你必须到神的面前说, 神啊, 我不行,但是你行。
I'm weak, but you're strong.
我软弱,但是你强壮。
It begins with an admission, I'm weak.
这个一切的开始都是从你承认我很软弱开始。
And then, if you want God's power, A, you need to admit that you are weak.
所以要支取神的力量,首先要承认你是软弱的。
B, you need to be connected to the source of power.
B就是英文连接的首字母, 我们要与力量的源泉连接。
You want power?
如果你想要力量,
you have to be connected to the source of power.
你必须跟力量的源头接上。
Things work best when they're plugged in.
当这个家用电器插了电才能用。
And you work best when you're plugged into the creator of your life.
那你自己当你跟神连接上的时候,你才有活力。
You say, well, I'm a Christian, but why don't I have power?
你也会觉得奇怪说,我是基督徒啊,我怎么会没有力量呢?
Maybe because you've unplugged yourself.
也许因为你已经把自己跟神断开了。Maybe
you're unplugged with choices that you know that God doesn't approve of.
也许你正在去选择那些神没有批准的那些选择。
You know is not within God's will for you.
也许你现在追求的不是神的旨意。
Think about this.
想一想。
Does it make sense for God to empower you to pursue something that is outside of his design for you?
神会给你力量去追求他并没有想让你干的事情吗?
We are willful creatures.
我们都是,
And when we stubbornly press on with our own plans and choices, we unplug ourselves.
每当我们固执的想要按照自己的意思行事的时候，我们其实都跟神断了关系。
And so God says, go ahead, do it in your own strength, but your strength will eventually fail.
如果你一意孤行，神就会让你去用靠自己的力量去做这件事情，但是你的力量迟早会用光的。
Now these steps A and B are not a matter of a one-time step and you got it.
所以刚才两个步骤 A 和 B 不是一蹴而就的。
We have to take these steps time almost every day.
这两个步骤是每天都要执行的。
We continually admit, God, I'm weak.
我们要持续不断地承认，主啊，我很软弱。
Being connected.
我需要跟你连接。
Now Jesus emphasized this in a word picture in John chapter 15.
主耶稣给我们描绘了一幅画面，在约翰福音十五章里面。
He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me or stay connected to me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
他说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And so if you find yourself unplugged and disconnected, not getting any power, it's not because God doesn't have any power to give you.
如果你感到自己跟神断了连接，你里面没有力气，你也感受不到神的大能，这并不是因为神不给你。
It's because you're not connected to him.
那是因为你的枝子已经不在神的树上了。
You've unplugged yourself.
你把自己断了电了。
And life is better when you're plugged in and connected.
你要是想要活得好，你必须要重新跟神联系上，重新插电。
And so if you want to access the power of God, A, you need to admit that you're weak.
所以我们要支取神的力量，必须先承认自己的软弱。
B, you need to be connected to the source of power.
而且我们要和力量的源泉连结。
And then C, you need to choose God's way by faith.
那第 C 点就是要选择神的方式，用信心。
Now this is the hardest step.
这一步是最难的。
God's power and our faith are very closely associated.
神的大能和我们的信心是紧密连接的。
When God sees faith, he jumps into action.
当神看到我们的信心的时候，他就要开始动工。
And so what is faith?
那么什么是信心呢？
Well, one way to define it is to get a clear picture of what God wants you to do, and then to act in harmony with it.
其中一个定义就是明白神要我们做的事情，并且立刻采取行动。
You see, step B and step C work very closely together.
这个 B 和 C 两点是息息相关的。
When you're connected with God, God is going to give you a clearer picture of what he wants you to do.
当我们与神连接的时候，神自然会让我们清楚地知道他想让我们做什么。
God told Abraham that he would make him a great nation.
神曾经告诉亚伯拉罕，会让他成为一个伟大的一个国家。
But by faith, Abraham had to leave his native country and travel to a land that God would show him.
所以凭着信心，亚伯拉罕就离开了他的老家，前往神让他去的地方。
He did what God wanted him to do, and in time he became the father of a great nation, the nation of Israel.
他照着神说的去做了，当时候到了的时候，他真的就成了以色列的这个先祖。
God told Moses that he would deliver his people from slavery in Egypt.
神也曾经告诉摩西，让摩西带领他的国民从埃及走出来。
But before that happened, Moses had to step out in faith and go before Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go.
所以要达到这个目的，摩西他必须要自己站出来，去找到法老，向法老请求，让他带着他的民出去。
Moses did what God told him to do, and in time, Pharaoh released the people.
摩西照着神让他做的去做了，那时候到了的时候，那法老就让他们去了。
God told David he would become the king of Israel.
神也告诉大卫说，他要成为以色列的王。
And so David began to conquer Israel's enemies.
所以大卫就出去征战以色列的仇敌。
And in time he became the king of Israel.
那时候到了，他自然就成了以色列的王。
And so it will be with you and me. As we stay connected to God, God will show us what he wants us to do.
在你我身上也同样适用。当我们与神连接的时候，神会告诉我们该如何。
And then as we step out in faith, God will supply the power.
当我们凭信心踏出一步的时候，神就会赐给我们力量。
So let's put this all together. Here you are, and let's say on a given day you're tired.
所以呢，咱们把这些综合起来。假如有一天你感到特别的疲乏，
And you're on your way home from work.
你下了班回家。
And the last thing you feel like doing is to talk with your spouse all about your day.
你真的累的，真的不想跟你的老婆讲话了。
Or to spend time with the children overseeing their homework.
你也不想辅导孩子做作业了。
You're tired, you want to be alone.
你特别的累，你就想自己待着。
So what do you do?
那你怎么办呢？
You admit I'm weak.
你承认，你说主啊，我很软弱。
But I need to be connected with God and to treat my wife and children the way that God would want me to.
但是我需要和神连接，要知道神想让我怎样对我的家人，对我的孩子。
So I'll go in the house and act the way God wants me to act.
所以我现在就走到家里面，按照神想让我做的事情去做。
And you know, as you step out and do it, God will give you the power to do it.
这时候你就会发现，当你去做这些神让你做的事情的时候，神就把力量放在你的心里了。
Or here, you're feeling inadequate about a relationship.
或者你对一段关系感到手足无措，
You have nothing more to add to that relationship.
你已经没有什么可贡献的了。
So what do you do?
那你该怎么做呢？
You admit I'm weak.
你承认说，主啊，我真的很软弱。
But I need to be connected with God and act the way God wants me to act.
但是我需要和神连接，要知道神想让我怎么做。
So I'll pick up the phone and call that person.
所以呢，我现在就拿起电话给那个人打电话，
Or I'll sit down with that person and talk.
或者我跟那个人坐下来好好谈一谈。
Or I'll just initiate something and expect that God's power will show up.
或者呢，我就做任何的可以做的事情，然后等着神的大能彰显。
And it will.
你会看到神的大能彰显的。
So here you are in pain, hurting.
另外一个情况呢，就是当你感到痛苦。
You admit, I'm weak, I can't bear it.
你跟神承认说，主啊，我真的很软弱，我无法承受这个痛苦。
But I need to be connected.
但是呢，我想要跟你连接。
So I'll trust God.
我相信你。
I'll pray.
我要祷告。
I'll worship God.
我来敬拜神。
I'll read the Bible.
我读圣经。
I'll carry on believing that God's power will show up just like it did with Paul.
我要坚持下去，因为我相信神会让我看到他的大能。
And God's power will be there.
你就会看到神的大能。
Or here you are tempted.
或者当你面临试探的时候。
And so what do you do?
你怎么办呢？
You admit I'm weak.
你承认我是软弱的。
But I need to be connected to God.
但是我需要跟神连接，
And so I'll say no and run from that temptation.
所以我就会对这个试探说不，而且我要远离这个试探。
Believing that God's power will provide a way out.
你信不信神马上就给你一个出路？
And as you flee from the temptation, God will give you the power you need.
神会给你这个力量去面对这一切。
Now, are these steps easy?
这些步骤简单吗？
No.
不简单，
But they're good steps.
但是他们却是很好的步骤。
And when you move in a direction that God wants you to take, His power will show up in your life.
当你冲着神的方向去做的时候，神会让你看到他的大能。
You do the possible, and God will do the impossible.
你做可能的那一部分，神就成就不可能的。
And so what area in your life needs God's power today?
所以今天你的生命中有什么地方需要神的大能？
Are you tired?
你累吗？
Do you feel inadequate and have nothing more to offer?
你觉得无能为力吗？
Are you in pain?
你觉得伤心痛苦吗？
Are you tempted in any area?
你在什么地方面临试探了？
God's name is El Shaddai.
我们神的名是全能神 El Shaddai.
The God who gives power.
是赐给我们力量的神。
And God can meet your need for power.
神能满足我们的需要。
And so make this message practical.
让我们今天听到的信息变成我们的实践。
It's not fancy talk.
不仅仅是空谈。
It's living by God's power.
而是事实上依靠神的大能生活。
And you can cry out to God in His name.
你会呼求神的名。
You can pray in His name as He told you to. El Shaddai, my God who gives me power.
奉他的名祷告，全能的神。
And his power will be your power in your time of need.
他的力量就成为你的力量。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the power that you give to us.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们的力量。
Your last words here on this earth as you were steps into heaven, you told your followers that you were giving them power through the Holy Spirit.
你在世上告诉你的门徒，你将要离去，但是你会把力量留下，通过圣灵赐给我们。
And that power is for any situation in our life.
这个大能是为我们装备，让我们应付生命中任何的情况。
When we're feeling tired, your power is there.
当我们疲乏的时候，你的力量在那里。
When we feel inadequate and have nothing more to offer, your power is there.
当我们无能为力的时候，你的力量在那里。
When we're in pain, your power is there.
当我们在伤痛当中，你的力量在那里。
When we're tempted in an area, your power is there.
当我们面临试探，你的力量在那里。
And so I pray that in the days ahead, we will remember the name El Shaddai.
所以我祷告，在今后的日子，让我们都记住你的大名 El Shaddai, 全能神。
The God who gives me power.
给我们力量的神。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。